This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. What do politics, pop culture, and Texas pride all have in common? Sam Sanders. You will come to know him better because GPB is bringing his brand of public radio conversation to our weekend lineup. The show is called It's Been a Minute, and it airs starting tomorrow and every Saturday at 2 p.m. Sam Sanders joins me now to talk. Hey, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. So your show airs to an audience that often includes people who grew up listening to public radio in the backseat of the car, but you're not one of those people, right? You grew up with gospel.
Oh, yeah. So I was raised by a strict Pentecostal church organist, and the only music that we heard in the house and in the car was gospel music. There was no news radio. There was nothing but, like, Jesus music. So I didn't discover public radio until I began to drive my mother around. And then I turned the dial, and I found, I think it was Weekend All Things Considered. And I said, I like that. And I kept listening. But I was not a backseat baby.
So she got to hear NPR. What did she think?
You know what? She finally came around after she heard one episode of This American Life that profiled one of the ministers whose music she played for us growing up. And she was like, oh, they talk about this too. I like it.
See?
It's for everybody.
Everybody. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. All right. So you are from Texas, and I've read that you've said in Texas, we're particular about trying to see people for who they are and look past first impressions. And I'm wondering, how do you do that? Look past first impressions.
I think that we have space in my show to have conversations with folks that kind of peel back that top layer and keep asking why and keep looking for motivations. I think as a Texan, we are very used to people that don't know us or our state to kind of characterize us and give us caricatures and stereotypes. And Texas is this big, sprawling, diverse state where the cities aren't the country and the farms aren't, you know, the valleys. Everything is can be different here. And I think that, like, as someone who spreads the gospel of Texas and says it's everything at the same time, I really want to take that approach to the folks that we have on the show and talk to on the show and say, you know, people contain multitudes. And it's my job, you know, as a host to kind of draw that out.
Yeah. What about drawing it out of yourself? Because you certainly are unique to public radio, I would say, being a black man, a gay man, and loving public radio.
I try not to think about it too much. I think, like, I'm here. I like this job. I like what I'm doing. And I think that, like, for the longest time, there have been listeners to public radio of all stripes. You know, we reach all of the country. We talk to conservatives and liberals and black people and white people and brown people and all kinds of folks. And the listeners have always been there. I don't think that they've always heard themselves back on the airwaves. So I don't see myself being on the radio in this format as something groundbreaking. I just kind of think that it's maybe perhaps we're catching up to our actual audience.
How did this show come to be? I heard it was born over beer, pizza, and anger.
It was, you know, so I covered the 2016 election for NPR. I helped launch the NPR Politics podcast. So I was one of the first co-hosts with Tamara Keith, a White House correspondent. And our good friend Brent Bachman, a producer at NPR, he had the idea for the Politics podcast. He kind of launched it. But I was having pizza and beer with Brent and his girlfriend and some other friends. And I was just like, I'm tired of all of these things, and I don't know if I want to keep doing this, da-da-da-da. And Brent said, well, how about once you're done covering the election, we just launch a new show? And I said, sure, why not? And after that, Brent kind of got some wheels turning, and we had the space and time after the election to spend a good 6 months cooking up this new show.
So, you know, these are really divisive times, to say the least. And if you pay attention to all this news or your social media feed by the end of the week, many of us are just emotionally exhausted. And then you turn on It's Been a Minute, and I'm wondering, how are you navigating the news-weary listener on your show?
Yeah, I think the underlying emotion in everything that we do on this show is optimism. We want to talk about the world and current events and the news of the week in a way that is not defeatist, in a way that is not giving up. And we accomplish that by talking about the big and the small, the heavy and the light, the funny and the serious. And throughout all of it, we aren't afraid to laugh at ourselves. I have a lot of a fellow journalist on the show every week. And we have fun because we aren't afraid to throw up our hands sometimes and just say, this makes no sense to me either. Like last week, we had a long conversation about whatever was going on with Denmark. And in moments like that, you just got to take off your hat and say, I do not know. I actually don't know, but let's talk about it to the best that we can. So, yeah, we are optimistic, cheerful folks who aren't afraid to giggle.
And then you throw in some pop culture in there as well.
Yeah, so we really kind of run the gamut. We usually have a pretty heavy discussion of the politics of the week in the first part of our show, but we also talk about whatever song I'm into that week. And then we go to our quiz game portion of the show called Who Said That, where we break down funny quotes from the week from whoever in the world said it, a politician or actor or whoever. And then we also have a lot of listeners involved in the show as well. Every week we end the show by having listeners share with us them talking about the best parts of their week. And it can be a birthday or a vacation or a graduation, whatever. We want people to know that that is just as important to your week as whatever the president tweeted, you know, and like those things can be celebrated too.
I really love that. I think that's the best part, hearing from the listeners.
Yeah, it is really, really fun. I actually used to do that on Facebook a lot. Every Friday I would post to my Facebook page to my friends, hey, tell me the best part of your week, because I wanted some portion of social media to not be mean and sarcastic. And I liked it so much online, I figured, well, let's put it on the radio too, see how it works out. And it worked out.
All right. Well, Sam Sanders, you are an NPR correspondent. You are the host of the show. Also, It's Been a Minute. By the way, where did that name come from? It's Been a Minute.
I was at a wedding reception talking to the sister of the groom about how hard it was for us to pick a name for the show. And as she's drinking a glass of champagne, she says, you know what a phrase all the kids use is pretty fun? It's been a minute. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And she's like, it kind of means it's time to catch up. And I was like, I know. And she was like, that kind of speaks to the vibe of your show. And I said, okay, sure, yeah, cool. So, yeah, that was it. I even forget her name as I'm telling you the story, but the idea was not my own.
But it's been a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, you can hear the show on Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on GPB. And we thank you so much, Sam, for spending some time with us.
Happy to do it. Come on the show sometime.
Oh, for sure. That's a done deal.
I love it. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thanks.
This is GPB. When I see that beacon shining for me all along, it calls me back to Texas and to home.